This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, John Gabris, back with another episode of his podcast, High and Mighty. First one being done officially out of the new High and Mighty Studios, which is my office with about a couple $100 worth of podcasting equipment, a couch, a chair, a coffee table, some whiskey, some coffee, some weed, the usual office accoutrements. We're going to try a recording from here, so let's see how this goes. Joining me today is, it's always weird to stall introducing your guest when there is a fucking title on the podcast, like people clicked on it knowing what this episode is about, and I'm stalling waiting to give you the information. Joining me in the High and Mighty Studios for the first time is my friend. We went to the same college, didn't become friends till after we graduated. We go to the beach weekly together, but whenever we do, we get baked and talk about aliens. So this is not, as always on High and Mighty, we don't have experts, we have fans. So our big number one alien fan, masshole himself, Dr. Tyler Haynes.
What's up, brother? Good to be here.
Good to have you, dude.
I wasn't sure if you were holding for plane or not.
I was not.
Good.
There are choppers circling because it's the Pride Parade nearby, so I feel like we're going to get a lot of that in the background.
Yep. And possibly after some unfortunate
news. Let's not even start the podcast talking about...
Let's start on that note. Did you hear about the...
No. So, Ty, we hang out a hell of a lot, and often I pimp you into talking to me about aliens because you are a... aficionado, a fan,
a nerd. Some people read comic books. Some people play video games.
I watch alien documentaries.
It's the coolest. It is pretty weird. It's a weird thing. Even if you don't believe in it, at the end of the day, it's a weird fucking thing. It's a weird phenomenon. And it's great for sci-fi fodder, if you're writing, which you do.
Wait, so I made you're telling an attempt. Me, even if it's not real, it's just interesting to hear these people who claim
it is real.
Okay, see.
Come on.
All right, so that's what I believe in aliens. It has to be.
Yeah.
I just on my other podcast, The Layman, interviewed a rocket scientist, and she's like, just math alone, the odds are there's living species on other planets. Like,
yeah.
There's just so many galaxies and planets that it's like undeniable.
Totally. Is that the Drake formula?
Well, I have no idea.
Look it up on your own time.
The Drake formula for me is views from the six, dog. That's all I know
whatever
about
that is.
Drake is Drizzy, dog.
Oh, right. Yes.
And so I believe in aliens. I've never personally had an experience that felt at all like aliens or saw anything in the sky that looked like aliens. Have you personally had anything?
I think so. And I know that's not going to give a lot of people the assurance they need. It was in the middle of the night. I was 12 years old.
So tell me.
Okay,
tell me
from what I vaguely remember, and it seems more real than a dream. Hadn't thought about it in years. So anyway, I think I was about 12 years old, woke up in the middle of the night and saw this little ball, like about the size of like an exercise ball.
Outside of your window?
Outside, but like down near the curb. So like kitty corner curb. We lived on a four-way stop in Syracuse, New York. So,
Lord Diefendorf, Donovan McNabb.
Mellow.
So I saw this ball with lights on it, and it was just kind of hovering, and I got out of bed, and I should have woken up my brother, you know, in the next bunk bed over, but I didn't. I was just, like, totally engaged in whatever this fucking thing was and was thinking, oh, I should get a camera. No, I didn't. Anyway, and then I just wake up and don't even think about it for a long, long time. When I was up in the woods of Big Bear living in a cabin.
If you thought that months. That other part might discredit
you.
You're like literally admitting to being a hermit.
Yeah, totally.
So I spent a little time in Big Bear alone.
But it wasn't anything to do with Big Bear. I didn't see anything up there. But I did see a video with this same ball. Which
like
I
some sort
assume,
of like first-hand account video
yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And growing up, you just always assume it's going to be a saucer with little green men, which I don't know where that came from. Although the saucer thing seems to be real. So it wasn't a saucer. It was a ball. Just this metallic ball. No rivets, no whatever. So it's just... And saw a video of exactly that. So I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then you go down the rabbit hole on YouTube, which you totally can these days. I mean, rightly or wrongly. So.
I mean, I'm sure 10% of the shit online about UFOs is reasonably researched, right?
Yes, yeah. It is. And you can back check a lot of these things, which you have to sort of do because it is filled with so much junk.
Just so you guys know right now, Tyler is pointing, he's got a bunch of newspaper articles cut out on the wall with red string from thumbtack to thumbtack.
I came 2 hours early to the studio.
Still doesn't explain December 13th, 1979. So you then saw a video, and the video demonstrated an experience similar to what you had, and it sort of came back to
you? Yeah, and now you start to see a lot more. South America, Brazil, all over the world, really. They're popping up, these balls.
These balls. These,
yeah, yeah. They look like, and they're saying they might be probes from these bigger ships because they have video of these balls spitting out of those cigar-shaped things.
Wait, so there is a video?
Oh, there's great video of these things everywhere. Orbs, or which they were called in World War II, were Foo Fighters. So these both sides were seeing these things, and they
so since World
they were,
War II, that people have been seeing
allies
aliens.
Allies thought they were the Nazis. Nazis thought they were us. And so, yeah, and that's about the time they started coming around, and some speculate of the nuclear weapons. So,
They started getting picking up on that radiation, or after we dropped bombs, they were like
the kids are playing with matches, kind of deal. Let's go figure this out.
We were going to allow them to wipe each other out, but now they've found atomic energy. Maybe we should stop them.
They will destroy themselves.
The balls are... Or now, what kind of stuff are you watching on YouTube? Do you have like a personal favorite person or channel?
Well, because again, there's so much garbage.
Right.
Like, and the production value of all of them... is not very good.
Yes.
Even the best of them.
It's so hard to watch like a conspiracy documentary. Like trying to watch Loose Change, you put it on and 5 minutes in, you're like, this is so poorly made, I don't believe it. And that doesn't mean something is not true, but you just immediately dust it off of like, fuck this, I'm not watching the rest of this.
Yeah, this is so dang.
So some, even though a lot of the alien shit is shoddily made online, there are some that...
Yeah, out of the blue, I know what I saw. Those are both James Fox movies. Those are pretty good. And
is James Fox a documentarian?
Yeah. And he's trying to work on a third one, but can't find the money or like people who will take
it
seriously.
Big Alien won't let him get his funding. Uh-huh. Wasn't there some shit? Now we're just jumping around. Maybe that's the Dutch treat speaking. But wasn't there some shit that they were gonna? Hillary is like saying she'll open up the X-Files if she's elected.
Yeah. Yeah. She, and there's old pictures of her with hanging out with Lawrence Rockefeller, I believe. And she's carrying this book, Passport to the Cosmos, or something like that. It's not that one.
What?
It's an older, and apparently Rockefeller told her, everything you need to know is in here. So it's believed that certain powers that be, the 1%, you could say, understand this phenomenon and have... reverse engineered this phenomenon and
to
have
their advantage.
Yes, and are keeping these free energies away from people that need it or the world that needs
shit.
It.
Oh shit. So I love politicizing aliens, but that's of course what we would do here in America. The instant we had aliens, everybody would want it, every individual want to keep the information for themselves to make a big buck.
Right, right.
And it's so just crazy that they haven't like there hasn't been enough. I mean, I guess you can put an argument against this based on this stuff. There hasn't been something where everyone in agreement is like, yeah, I don't know how to explain that video, right?
And that's they say about 5%. So everything 95% of them can be explained as probably our test shit.
Yeah.
Because if we have reverse tech this stuff, we are going to have stuff that we can't explain and. Quite possibly lots of the flying saucers people see now
are us using flying saucer technology.
Certain people in high places in government, and like Ben Rich of Skunk Works, who used to be the head of Skunk Works, Lockheed, believes that we have these things.
What's Skunk Works?
That's a subsidiary of Lockheed. But they do a lot of the advanced weapons where a lot of that black budget seems to get funneled into.
Oh, shit, dude. All right, so again, I got to take the moment to give the high and mighty blanket statement here of like, neither of us are saying we're experts.
You can't, correct.
We are not allowed to quote anything. We may or may not be splitting a blunt right now, but we are going to talk about aliens, so don't behold us to incorrect information, but feel free to tweet at us and tell us any other information that would help us with these arguments and stuff, but we'll get to that later. But I just want you to know, we are not, just in case Skunk Works shows up and like fucking assassinates me in my next improv show. I just want to make sure. Skunk Works is such a fucking awesome name.
You must hold them accountable if we both end up dead.
If we both, yes, let's say that right now. Right. If in the near future Tyler Haynes and I both are dead by under mysterious means, we must hold Skunk Works accountable. Skunk Works is behind it.
It's bigger than that, man.
It's bigger than Skunk Works. You're saying it goes all the way to the top?
All the way to the top.
Like Barack Obama.
No way.
Oh, past
close.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The, you know, the puppeteers. Like, we all know this.
The
now.
Lizard people.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. There's trillions of dollars funneled off to black budgets that we don't even know about. That even, like, was it Rumsfeld who would say 2.3 trillion or 3.2, one or the other?
That, like, Rumsfeld
but
doesn't.
But they can't account for.
Right.
And so I believe those are being funneled into privatized black budget groups that are working on these technologies.
Oh my God.
Maybe. That's the thing. It goes so deep, and you have to really know when to draw the line of that's ridiculous or not ridiculous.
But it's go.
Well, I was just going to say, once you figure out that they might be here and that they do have these technologies that we can't even comprehend yet, then the sky's the limit. And so some of these things that seem so far out there, you almost start to believe, obviously, power of suggestion gets really in your head, and you're
like,
whoa.
Well, this is the same thing for religion, right? Like, if your blanket statement is like, literally anything can happen, then it kind of easily pulls stuff under that umbrella where you're like, how come no one's ever seen anything? Well, because alien technology stealth is so good. How come we never? Oh, because they can make you forget. How come there's no empirical evidence this way? Well, there is. It seems like a Big Brother argument of like, then I get a bigger gun. You know, like it's just sort of like a child's argument, but it could make sense. Right. It could, in reality, if it is true,
right,
it makes sense. But it sounds so like
absurd.
I'm rubber, you're glue. You know, it sort of sounds like I built an impervious argument.
That, right. You know. Well, and getting back to like the government aspect of it, that was part of it, was creating this scorn factor around it back in the day, because, you know, they're not going to be able to stop all the sightings in theory. But if you ridicule it from the get-go and say it doesn't exist and it's stupid and only farmers, idiot farmers, see these things and, you know, just make it out to big, it's just a big, you know.
Joke. Right. If you paint everyone who comes, who says Jesus isn't whoever, then everyone fucking makes that, you make that person a heretic, people are going to be less likely to speak out. People are going to be less likely to speak out about aliens because they're like, I'm just going to get called a crackpot.
Right.
And everyone's going to be like, oh, did you get probed in the ass?
Yeah. So, and it's worked pretty well for the last 60, 70 years.
I would say it's equally believable that there is aliens and they're funding funding money to these black funds to use the alien technology in a privatized way. But I'd also say it's equally believable that they are funneling that money to themselves under the auspices of black funds and aliens, and like everything is a hoax, just so that they can line their pockets.
Well, and one of the arguments against it is that during the Cold War, they're just saying they have these crash saucers. So Russia and Soviet Union, and you know, they're all like, "Oh shit, they're gonna fucking reverse engineer that shit and destroy us."
Right.
So that's one of the theories, that it's all bullshit and it's all disinformation.
And we're just keeping it up just to make ourselves seem more powerful or crazy than we are.
And hire people in Hollywood to make movies to just perpetuate this.
Are you saying
this myth?
Edge of Tomorrow is a government funded film. Think bigger. Tom Cruise is a government hologram.
It's a prototype, man. He's pretty good. He's crazy.
Great runner.
But it works.
I'm more scared to talk shit about Tom Cruise on this podcast than the government hiding aliens.
Yeah.
He'll come and get us. He'll come with his fucking crew of people, put me on a ship, yeah. And I'll be scraping barnacles for the rest of my life. Sea Org.
Correct.
What got you into aliens? What got you into doing this?
I think just that moment when I realized what I had seen was maybe really real. And then so, again, down the rabbit hole you go, which is ridiculous, but it's pretty addictive.
So this guy, Jim Fox?
James Fox. Has out of the blue, and I know what I saw. And so it's a lot of firsthand accounts from the top of military to, you know, the defense minister in Canada who's come out and has said that we're working with aliens hand in hand.
So a former Canadian minister of defense.
Paul Hellyer
has said, he's been quoted as saying we're working.
And has said it in, you know, they did a, all these guys, basically I know what I saw is all these guys got together, headed by Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project to get all these guys to the National Press Club in Washington and say, here's what I saw. It's confirmed on ground radar and blah, 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 blah. It's like confirmed by multiple sources and like astronauts. Top military, former government officials are all coming out and like pilots and like saying, this. And so that, I think, you know, I just have a hard time believing all these old dudes on their deathbeds are like coming out with some bullshit aliens.
Their motivation doesn't feel like, I can't find the motivation.
For a lot of them, it's, you know, they're getting ridiculed within their fields and, you know, in the scientific community, it's unpopular.
Right. Because, oh, fuck, man. They've got us surrounded. The choppers, the dark sites. Black sites, whatever. It's all happening, man. Watch your back, brother.
Or it's not.
So then what's Out of the Blue about?
That's just like a broad stroke of the brush about this is what's happening. Here are the declassified documents. Here are the leaked documents. Again, leaked documents and unclassified documents. I'm taking that at just the word of these researchers.
Right.
Who just have uncovered all these what look like real documents. That could be faked, of course. All this stuff. But there's tons of it now, and they're slowly leaking it like without even saying anything, and then people are uncovering them who really do some research. But, who'd I listen to? Maybe Dimitri Martin said this on Pete Holmes thing. He was like, everything I've ever been told, or everything I know, I've basically been told. Like, when I was told about Pluto not being a planet, it's like, oh, well, now I have to, you know, go back to those people and be like, why did you teach me that it was? And so everything you learn, you're, like, kind of hearing from other people.
Right.
It makes it difficult to really know what the fuck is real and not.
Right, because everything is coming from the scientists of
or,
the world.
Yeah, and, like, the internet is so full of shit. It's really hard to decipher.
Yeah, people always, like, never believe anything you see on the internet, but, like, we get all our information on the internet now, mm-hmm. so you got to believe. Something has to be true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But then there's just so much bullshit because people are crazy.
And how many people are hired by the government to just put out bullshit?
There's actually a decent one on Netflix called Mirage Men. Again, not great production value, but the subject matter is interesting about these disinformation agents being put in place all throughout the 50s, 60s.
Whose job is just to put out false information.
Yeah. And lead people on who are like kind of on the right track, but like give them a little bit of the truth, but then fucking not
waste
at
their
all.
Time,
yeah,
or
basically
expose
make
them
people
for frauds.
Go crazy. Yeah.
Or like get them to believe something.
Yeah.
And then once they
totally
believe it,
unreal.
And then they fucking point out that they're wrong.
Right.
So then they are labeled as incorrect.
Man.
Yeah, fuck
it's nuts,
that, dude. Yeah.
Well, and there's tons of infighting with all the different experts. And so what, you know, what is an expert? I don't know. The people that have been studying it for like 30 years. I've been doing maybe three now.
3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Of and extensive there's so much self self financed.
Yeah, they don't offer a course yet over at SMC.
Trying to go to Santa Monica SMC Squared, Santa Monica Community College.
Ufology 101.
Hi, it's me, Professor Tyler Hayes. You're like a weird Indiana Jones type. Like,
what is real? That's on the blackboard.
Professor Haynes, did you do any research? All right, class, settle.
No, what is real? I smoked a lot of weed and watched YouTube.
Smoked a lot of weed. I fell asleep with my laptop open last night, and I figured it out.
Yeah.
I recently ate an edible on a cross-country flight, was watching Oliver Stone's JFK, and I fucking like got so into it. And I'm like, this movie came out like 20 years ago, and I'm going, how come nobody investigated that guy? You know, I'm like thinking I've got ideas that no one else has had.
Yeah, right.
It's so funny.
Well, that was the first one, I feel like, that really went into that case of the maybe could-bes
yeah.
and could-not-bes, right? I guess for our generation.
Yeah, right.
You know.
I'm sure everyone heard more about it, but yes. For us, for me, that was like, I had seen the movie previously, and that was the first time I'd heard a lot about these conspiracies, like the it sort of just throws them all out into the movie, and you're not even supposed to, like, it doesn't feel
right
because it's so fictionalized too, and it's Oliver Stone. It's hard to find out like what really happened and stuff.
But I basically, you could walk away from that situation and say there was not just one dude,
right? You could
the book
suppository. Depository. Suppository is something that goes up your ass.
Oh, right.
The book suppository is a bar here in West Hollywood. It's a library where you keep tomes in your hiney.
But yeah, one dude with a bolt action rifle.
Yes, that's that moment headshots. In the movie where it's you get those shots out, no less
accurately.
Although
they've proven it now that you could, but man, no way. Under those pressures, I don't care.
Yeah. Now, it's crazy. What is it that would keep the government lying for so long and never say, like, because then we prove them to be distrustful if they're
right.
Like, all right, fine, there are aliens.
Well, that's what, you know, there's speculation that either, well, Hillary, but I've also seen some things about Obama maybe doing it, which I just don't believe. I don't believe they're just going to all of a sudden come out and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we've been lying, but it was for your best interest.
Maybe it's the shit that like brings us all together, like Independence Day. Everyone's like left, right, Muslim, Christian, gay, straight. We have an alien threat is upon us.
Right.
You know, like some crazy ass, like, why not fake that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a theory, is that if they do come out or with the information that they're prepping us for a fake false flag alien invasion. But like, what for? So we can all band together?
False flag is something I shout randomly when we're having conspiracy theory conversations. But what is a false flag operation? It's like, the government lies to us about who we're attacking or why or who's attacking us, and for us to get us to react in a different way. Like,
right.
Like someone will, like an alien will attack us and we'll be like, that was the Russians, in order to get us into a fight with the Russians or something like that. Yeah.
Or
the Russians will pretend to be aliens to get us to fight back against it. It's weird to do a false flag against an alien race who we don't know exists.
Right,
but
right.
Like,
and I don't think we'd have a chance. But go ahead.
That would be fucking all those fucking like militia dudes who are like, no one will take my country. Blah, blah. Aliens come. You're like, all right, pal, let's go.
No.
You've been fighting to keep your fucking AR-15. Go shoot it at the aliens.
Yeah,
they'd
no
be
way.
Shitting bricks.
Uh-huh. No, well, I think that in those type of
movies,
I want
to carry my machine gun into the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, will you defend us when the fucking alien war is upon us?
No, you won't.
No, you won't, dude. You'll be defending yourself in a fucking hillside, and the aliens aren't going to go there because they're going to go to major cities.
Right.
Even the aliens know it's fucking ridiculous out there.
Well, and would just be able to shut us down.
Two EMP strikes.
No, I think, the lack of imagination in these Independence Days, it's like those are societies that are maybe a couple hundred years older than us.
Right.
But you have to think bigger. They could be thousands, if not millions of years more advanced.
Right.
So they're going to have things that, you know, we just can't contend with, which you find in the abduction phenomenon. You know, they can just shut people down.
Right.
And bring people through walls and windows into the ship.
And eliminate their memory and do stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's only through usually hypnosis that you can recall these, which, you know, some people think's bullshit, but other people don't. But like my man John Mack from Harvard.
Johnny Mack, Harvard grad.
Maybe that's what got me back into it, too. I read Abduction. That's what actually made me write that movie, Channeled, and then shoot that. About a guy, about an alien abductee.
If you also want to discredit yourself, is a good way is to make fiction science films in addition to believing everything. Like,
well, just come on.
That being said, just buy my film on Kickstarter. Like, you all of a sudden, this is a huge false flag.
Right.
Check me out just at the Hamptons International Film Festival.
If I get
it. It's a conspiracy, man. They're keeping the movie out because I say too much truth.
You know it. No, I don't want to get into that. But, yeah, so the abduction phenomenon. Which,
so it's this book of abduction is what you're talking about.
Yeah, right? And then, so he hypnotically regresses a lot of different people. And the stories are insane. And that's what made me get into it even more is just how insane this place can be.
Like what they
abductions.
Saw.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of them, you know, and it's
and there's a lot of parallels between the shit people are seeing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, before the internet.
Right,
Like, a lot of the same things. It's usually in the night. There are, you know, daytime abductions, but you're usually in bed or in a car, and so then there's this missing time. They go up into these ships and are shown a lot of things, visions, apocalyptic visions of Earth being destroyed and that we're destroying our Earth so we have to be better and so they have to speak out about it.
So they're like coming like, hey, clean up your fucking act, guys.
Yeah, basically. But then they steal sperm and eggs and and are creating a hybrid program, according to the researchers.
So... Let's skip past our people being abducted.
Okay.
Let's just say they are by an alien race.
Yeah. Millions, they say. Millions of people.
And only certain people.
Around the world.
Only certain people
come out
even
and say
realize.
It. Yeah.
And then amongst them, maybe some people don't say anything. Because
there are implants now, we know, that have been proven not of this earth.
What do you mean implants? Like
alien implants? Yeah.
There's been proven alien implants. How come then that's not? How come that's not global news?
Because we know who controls the media. Okay. Come on, that is truth. These are all true things that we know now.
Right.
Okay, so
but known
and certain things.
Who
don't...
proves that? Like, oh, this technology.
Okay,
is definitely
so
alien.
Dr. Roger Lear. He is. He was the alien implant expert. He died, I think, a couple years ago, 2014. He has done 16 to 18, one of those, of some alien implant surgical removals. Of
like,
these.
Oh, there's something foreign in your body.
Yes, that wasn't there, and these people are abductees, allegedly. And but they get, they're in the skin. The skin, like, works with this, whatever this thing is, and they can't tell if it's like a tracking device. They think it goes deeper than that. It might be even mind control.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So if abduction is real, what would the aliens be doing to us? Why would they want to abduct us? A, to study us.
Yeah.
To see if they are of the same species, of different time, how modern we are, how dangerous we are. So they'll study us, take samples. They might try to grow humans, so they would take our... I met an alien, and that would explain the probing, because you get them the climax through...
Right, yeah. And that is...
the male G-spot.
Well, apparently on these ships, too, they always see these tanks of different variations of human, hybrid, alien, hybrid...
And what are these people, these abductees, what are they saying the aliens look like? Are they saying...
Oh, mostly grays.
Okay, so now, this is what I was trying to get at, because you brought this up the last time.
But there's a lot of different... I mean, this... In the abduction phenomenon, mainly.
It's
like,
the grays.
The Palladians don't, but they look like us, the Nordics.
All right, here we go. Speaking of wormholes. So the grays are the traditional, like, black light poster aliens, right?
Yep.
Like upside down teardrop heads with big black
Communion,
eyes.
Communion, the cover of Communion.
Oh, yes.
That guy has been abducted. I forget his name.
And so it's it. Those are the grays.
Yes.
So there.
And then there's usually a taller gray who's like in charge in there, and like that's like the boss or whatever.
Tall
or
gray boss.
Yeah. And then but these little, what some people think are bioengineered. What is it? What?
A human
robot?
A human like alien hybrid.
That grays aren't actually even.
Oh, that they are androids or robots or whatever.
But like a bio android.
Oh my
Which,
God.
Of course, I mean, we're headed towards that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We can have. We're close. We can clone sheep. They can clone grays.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that black talking head? Is it Bina 48 or whatever? The robot?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy. Terrifying.
It is. Totally. Is.
Bina 48.
It's not.
Bro,
that.
They changed the fucking password on the black site. What other so people report grays when they get abducted?
Oh, right,
is what
right,
they're
right,
saying
right.
Is the little guys, the famous, like I want to believe those people.
Sure.
What are the Palladiums?
The Palladium. Well, from the Pleiades constellation, maybe. See again. All right, but yeah, like the tall whites.
I'm not here to call you out on.
Yeah.
I'm not
the
here
Nordics.
To call you out the Nordics.
The Nordics. Yeah.
So those were the and long, the, thin white ones, right?
Not. There's like the very humanoid looking, like almost human. They're like super hot and blonde and have slightly bigger eyes, I guess. but a lot of the hybrids too are now starting to look. They say they're like. Everything human except for the eyes are slightly bigger, so I think they're trying to get them down to look as human as possible and are integrating.
Us.
They say they already are. This guy, yeah.
So there's a guy who's out there. Of course, if that's the problem with this is that you give an inch, you'll get pulled a mile.
Indeed.
Like if you're like, I guess there are aliens.
Yeah.
And someone's like, well, how do you not know that they're dressed up as humans living amongst
right.
us? And then that's
well, that's where it starts to get a little weird or. Slightly unbelievable. Some say that, you know, there's this S4 out in the desert in Nevada, one of the test sites of Area 51, that there are different alien species living there, and the ones that look pretty close to human, I think the tall whites, can put on a hat and glasses and they go into Vegas and hang out. But, you know.
If there was a place for an alien to go... To stay hidden, it would be Vegas.
Because
if you go to Vegas and you look at someone else, you're just like, oh fuck, this person's disgusting. Look away. Like, the aliens are putting on base black glasses, jean shorts, and a fucking San Jose Sharks jersey,
right.
and drinking a yard of margaritas, and everyone's just like, ignore this fucking monster.
Totally.
And those are the aliens, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what are they doing living amongst us? Studying us?
Yeah.
Preparing for, the arguments are it could be preparing for an invasion, right?
Or just a total takeover of or like weeding out the human.
So Hillary Clinton is an alien, is what we're saying.
Yes. She's a reptilian, though, so.
And then that's the other kind of alien, right?
That's one of the theories. Those are the theories I don't know if I can get behind.
Yeah.
The reptilians being like all the presidents. Ever.
Right, like but that's Obama. Like the lizard people, like that's Richard Chamberlain, whatever, that's not his name. Richard Chamberlain is like a fucking
Wilt
the Stilt Chamberlain. I believe his name is Carl Malone.
the mailman?
He always delivered. My favorite wrestler, Carl Malone.
Oh, did you see the Jake the Snake Netflix special?
No.
Oh, man, that looks good.
It looks depressing as fuck, of course.
Yeah. It'll be the wrestler in real life. Right?
Yeah, those wrestling documentaries always said, even like Wrestling with Shadows, the Bret Hitman Hart one, oof, that's hard. That's hard to watch. Lizard people is, there's a belief. Lizard people, man.
Back to the good stuff.
Holy shit, we've been talking for 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. So, the reptilian one, this is
High and Mighty, right?
Yeah, this is High and Mighty. Get high and mighty. The reptilian one is controversial because that's the one that they are shapeshifters. And it's sort of, that one is a...
Which they could be.
That's like a...
Sure.
Yeah, that's like an alien slash political hybrid theory, though, because that presupposes that those reptilians have been running the world for hundreds of years.
Yeah, which a lot of people believe. But, you know, and it could be. I mean, why are all these people always in power? And but no, come on.
Yeah. But I think Paul Ryan is a lizard person for sure.
So that could get back, you know, we don't have to get too deep into the ancient aliens.
No, we do.
First of all,
so ancient aliens.
This is where it all starts,
is that history show. We're not necessarily talking about that, but that's the one with the guy with the crazy hair who looks like fucking
aliens,
every college
man.
Stone. Yeah, aliens, man. I'm not saying it's aliens, but aliens. It's like pretty much every meme about that dude.
Uh-huh. So there is the theory that the Anunnaki came here back in the day and created a slave race out of, I guess, Neanderthal, excuse me.
Excuse me. I apologize. Imagine that's the thing that people write us on Twitter. It's pronounced Neanderthal. We're like, oh, we've said so much hot garbage bullshit this whole time, and that's what we get called on. Uh-huh. Yeah, because they say like the Mayans and shit have the built things that were physically impossible. Or their art sometimes contains imagery that's like, this looks like an alien in a cockpit, which is the one I saw.
Or it's just spaceships in old art.
Right. Even, like, know. I'm going off of watching the Action Bronson 420 Ancient Alien special on Vice.
Right.
Just in case you're wondering how scientific...
Wait, Vice has done a piece?
Vice. Well, it was Action Bronson, the guy, the rapper, watched an episode of Ancient Aliens on a green screen and just ripped bongs the whole time. So it's not exactly a informational piece.
Kind of like this?
It was closer to this than anything else. But my man dabs like the entire time and he's smoking a joint that's like the size of a fucking arm.
Oh, nice.
Sick, bro.
Right? Okay, so.
This podcast is brought to you by the U.S. government, man. Woo!
I wish you could see this right now. Blowing smoke into the microphone.
So, do you want to be abducted?
No, it sounds awful.
I want to be abducted.
I would like to see one.
I've been
see
saving
one.
Jars and jars of sperm for the opportunity if I'm ever abducted.
Yeah.
Just, guys, take this.
I don't know if they're going to want your bloodline to keep going.
Let's offer up our sperm as gifts to the alien race. Everyone, we should pick a holiday and that year, like on April 21st, every year, everyone should leave a fucking Ziploc bag full of human ejaculate outside for the aliens to come by and take. And then you and I collect all the sperm, man. They were making mad loot. That's a hyper-specific, disgusting fetish.
It's a great
and the sperm
money
pickup man technique. Here to bring it to the launch it in the space for the aliens.
That's not a bad idea. So these guys, the Anunnaki, created a... So that's who they think maybe tampered with DNA long ago and have just been, like, observing us throughout time, like a little...
That I explained those, like, evolutionary moments of, like, when we went from Neanderthal to more human, we would say that maybe the aliens, the ancient aliens...
Yeah, the missing
tweak.
Link. Oh, right, yeah. Right, or... Yeah.
Lucy. Mm-hmm. Lucy the monkey, or
was there a missing link from monkeys to... Cavemen.
Cave.
I'm not gonna say Neanderthal anymore. I feel like a jackass. And that might not even be right.
Bro,
maybe
I'm on the paleo diet, so I totally get it. I totally understand. I'm paleo, I'm strict paleo.
Are you?
Mm-mm. No, I mean I want to be, but I ordered Taco Bell the other night and I don't even remember.
I was just
it.
Gonna ask, where's the Taco Bell? I thought this was High and Mighty.
Yeah.
Do you not do that every episode now? No. You do a power hour, Taco Bell.
That's all I know anymore.
Have you done a power hour Taco Bell
combo? We've talked about doing one and then every 10 minutes you had to eat like a thing from Taco Bell on the 10th bell. But then you would be so full.
For what? Because it's a podcast.
Yo, bro, people want to hear fat people chewing food on
the
podcast.
The record button's going. Is the report?
It's recording. Right, the time is going up.
Right.
Tyler's concerned because this is my first time recording out of the office, which is also why I invited Tyler to do it in case I don't want to, like, fuck it. I'm like, Tyler, you know how to work one of these things, right? Yeah, okay, cool. Well, let's hope this lasts.
Come on over.
Yeah, I think what we need is more weed. This will help us understand aliens more. False flag! They're coming! Running a zigzag! They're like strafing the house with like Apache helicopters. There he is.
Oh yeah, so there are the nuts. Speaking of nuts, but he might be right. This guy, Stan Romanek. Look him up. He's got actually a crazy documentary, although you have to pay for it. One of the few you do. Probably not worth it. But look up this dude, Stan Romanek. and his stories are insane. But if it's all a hoax, which a lot of people think, he's insane. I mean, it's
what,
like,
what's his story?
He talks quite a bit. I mean, he's an abductee.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's to the point where, like, he's been abducted so many times. And then the government also, like, kidnaps abductees because they want information on what's going on up there. That's a theory. So he's woken up in a women's clothes because they switched the clothes on the ship and gave him a nightgown and women's underwear, like,
by
shit
accident?
Like that.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, which so he's one's the boy, which one's the girl? I forget.
Yeah.
This girl is big.
So he's probably just a creep. But yeah, yeah. He, like, he's gotten scraps with government agents.
His kid
apparently
caught him dressed in women's clothes, and he's so closed off sexually that he has to just say aliens abducted him. Like, everyone who's been abducted by aliens is just, like, deeply homophobic about themselves.
Well, and I think now, and this is another thing, well, the government did it to me, but, like, they found child porn on his computer, you know, but this is this guy who was, like, way open about all these crazy stories and got some pretty weird things on tape, so he's either really good After Effects guy or knows people in Colorado. To do that, he's got some cool video that, I mean, he also has these, like, a gray alien popping its head up, and that looks pretty jank. But how would you know what it looks like, really?
So he's
needless to say, I totally believe him.
He's got one video that looks pretty realistic, and then another one where a gray alien pops
his head up. It's all like it looked like a cartoon, a little.
That's Romanek?
Yeah, Stan Romanek.
And then they found kitty porn on his computer.
Yeah. And so, but he looks like a hot mess. He's, like, gotten beaten up by the government agents who kidnap him and whatever.
He's gotten in drunken fights at a fucking trucker bar.
He seems like a hot mess. So those are the other people that, you know, it just makes it harder to believe any of it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just crackpots.
They ruin everything.
Uh-huh. But I don't know. I think we're going to find out in our lifetime. I think even within the next 5-10 years, because other governments around the world are starting to release their files and
So that's known that, like, South American governments or whatever are releasing
Brazil,
their files.
France, a lot of these European countries.
But they don't have as much information as us because we have cornfields, which seems to attract aliens for some reason.
Yeah, but no. England is, like, the hotspot for crop circles. That's another good one. Some are fucking totally guys in the middle of the night with planks doing that thing. But there's some weird things that happen with the actual alien crop circles. The Banksys of the alien world.
Mr. Brainwash.
Under the cover of night. they're badass artists who are just like, I don't know, look at this.
Yeah.
Figure this one out.
So they're able to delineate which crop circles are alien crop circles and which ones
blown
are
nodes, bro. Blown nodes.
What is blown nodes?
The nodes of the crop. It gets superheated from the inside and bursts out of the arches or the the elbows of the plant, I guess.
Okay.
And so they pop out from the inside, and you can't do that with boards. Because it's super heated on the inside, and the radiation levels inside the circles are way higher than out.
Oh shit!
Etc. And some of them are done so quickly
that they couldn't be huge.
If you Google search crop circles, there's these amazingly huge, complex circles.
Shit! I feel like I know what we're doing right after we're done recording is getting on fucking Siri. Show me everything. Just like Jack, put a USB cord in your neck and go, Siri, I want to learn about aliens. Your head rolls back.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Uploading now. Mouth opens like the dial up noise comes out. Uploading alien information. Overheating. Overheating.
Slow down.
He's learning too fast. The nodes are gonna blow.
Oh man, I sense we've gone too far.
Stop trying to pass me that shit.
Oh yeah.
I'm fucking done, dude. I'm so fucking toast. We're only 6 minutes into the podcast.
Already
man, we haven't even gotten to the fucking aliens that we know, man. The aliens amongst us.
Yeah. The insecticides.
Is that one too? Bug-like ones?
No, that's actually, that's a real term, isn't it?
Insectoids?
Insectoids, something like that. So. Yeah, these things that look like big old grasshoppers.
Don't lean too far away from this mic. Don't try to get out of here. You're like, ugh.
I don't know, pride's starting to kick up, buddy. I gotta hop over there.
And we better move. Do they tell you? Now I'm just looked out the window and Tyler panicked, looked over his shoulder. The choppers! Do any of these documentaries or anything tell you what to do if you think someone is an alien? Like how you can find out for sure? Like, is there a test you can give? Like, if you think your neighbor is an alien, if you think your neighbor is a shapeshifter?
I think the only tell is their eyes blink sideways.
No, is that what they say?
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. Those people would be found out. There's something disheartening about the way that guy blinks. I think they go elevator door style. Mm-hmm.
And I don't disbelieve that certain aliens could shapeshift.
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
Not out of the realm of possibility, right. Even for us in 100
years. Or even
years.
Like, if shapeshifting seems too crazy for you, project a light image,
right.
Of a human
hologram.
That their technology is their hard light holograms,
right.
Man.
Oh yeah, so have you heard about Elon Musk, that we're living in a hologram? Or a lot of people theorize,
right, right.
This.
But Elon Musk recently said he believes that we are we are living in an alien's hologram.
Yeah. Or not did he say alien?
Oh, I don't
just
know.
Like an advanced civilization, which to us would be, I guess, alien.
Right, but they could be us in
the
traveling.
Future.
Yeah,
yes.
Or they could be a being
which,
we don't understand.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean that we could just get unplugged and none of it's, I mean, then it's all a falsification?
But what is he saying when he says that? What makes him figure that out? Yeah, what makes him believe that? What makes him believe that when he like goes home and hugs his wife that she might be a hologram? What is a hologram in this world too then?
Well, because we're getting so close to that, creating that,
yeah.
in VR and beyond.
Yeah.
And that's going to, I feel like, our current stage of VR is going to be like the telegram in just 20 years,
right.
For that technology. So who knows? You know, it's going to be totally immersive if you want to be.
Right. Are we all just like the fucking Matrix, dude?
Right. Well,
that is one of my favorite documentaries.
The Matrix? Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. The 3 is my favorite.
Doesn't Zeitgeist have like 3 of those now?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I haven't watched that
classic.
Either.
You don't watch that?
I haven't watched
it.
Oh,
man. Check it out. Maybe that's where I've gotten into all this too.
Zeitgeist?
Yeah. Conspiracy. And I don't believe in all conspiracies, obviously, because some of them are so insane. But, you know, there might be truth to some.
They just run through crazy-ass conspiracies on Zeitgeist.
Yeah, and just, you know, that the world is not what it appears.
The world is not as it appears. Watch your back, brother. This is Hollywood Hulk Hogan signing off for the alien race, brother.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help, that we live in this bubble of smoke and mirrors. So that makes things confusing.
Yeah, for fucking shit sure, dude. For shit sure. Well, Tyler, thank you for taking the time to talk to me about aliens, brother.
We're done, dude? I thought we were getting to religion next. Isn't that the end?
You want to talk religion?
No.
Not at all. I don't believe in that shit. Now here, the lizard people have us surrounded, man. Yeah, we did great, bro. We did great.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
I had 10 friends when this podcast started. Now I will have 3.
We lost some serious friends. Now that's fair. Those 7 that we lose, they're just fucking shit.
Yeah, they don't even know. Yeah,
they're not.
They're part of the conspiracy, man.
If you're not part of the solution, part of the problem. Get out of the way. Where can people find you on social media or websites?
TyHaines.com.
TyHaines.com.
TyHaines Films.
TyHaines at TyHaines Films on Twitter. That's HAINES.
I don't really do anything.
But tweet at us if you have some alien experiences, if you've seen some shit, tweet at us, and Tyler will tell you if you're lying.
Yay or nay. I'm writing
thumbs
a book about it.
Tyler's going to do a BuzzFeed. These 14 people believe in aliens. Ty, thanks.
Wait. I just do want to say that the coffee table that you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
That was in my childhood home.
Right.
And I'm not even using a coaster, and I'm fucking it up.
It's fine. So this table you're referring to, our mutual friend, Pat Brewdude Broadfear, had this table, when I, and then me and Tiff lived with him. And then when he moved out, he didn't take the table. We took it and did not know that it wasn't even Pat's, Pat, who you went to elementary school with,
right.
Our connection. Pat had this fucking table. So you came over when we first moved there. You're like, holy shit, that's my childhood coffee table. And now we just fucking aced a
West
fucking
Hollywood.
Blunt on it.
Nice.
Full circle, brother. As always, I'm at John Gabris. I'm going to start getting into this alien shit. So tweet at me some of your... I know this is just opening the floodgates to you psychopaths out there. But do it, shitheads. Tweet at us your fucking alien stories. Watch Fourth Man out on Netflix. And don't forget to buy some High and Mighty t-shirts at the High and Mighty t-shirt store. Turns out, for all you Long Island fucking meatheads out there, they make tank tops. So go sleeveless this summer. Sun's out, guns out. It's your boy... Later, shitheads. Bye, Tyler.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Let's go get it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.